for the Eagles defense. Another game without Michael Kendricks. And we saw the impact, Chris, with no Kendricks against Washington. Eagles giving up a lot in the pass game. The pass rush not there. Run defense, not bad, but just nobody playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage. How do the Eagles now, in the second week without Kendricks, adjust against an entirely different looking offense?
Yes, you're going to start with the running game there. You have to stop Frank Gore and Carlos Hyde, and you're probably going to see Emmanuel Acho and Casey Matthews, who can play in both the base and nickel packages. They took the majority of the snaps in the win over Washington. In pass coverage situations, person to watch can be Marcus Smith II. He was in the teens in terms of snap count, making his NFL debut on defense. He has the athleticism to cover. He can also rush the passer, and he's someone I'm keeping my eye on going against Colin Kaepernick. Another person to watch, if the Eagles go in the dime package, Nolan Carroll II. I think he's someone who could play a big factor in this game, getting some increased reps and possibly putting a dent in that San Francisco offense.
I think it also is incumbent upon the other Eagles linebackers to step up their play, particularly the pass rush. Trent Cole, Connor Barwin, maybe you'll see them come off the edge just a little bit more to play some more contain to keep Kaepernick in the pocket. And D'Amico Ryan's always steady, always consistent, always solid, and very durable. The Eagles need a big game from him as well. It's going to be a tough defensive effort against an offense that really has not become unshackled this season. We hope that doesn't happen on Sunday against the Eagles, particularly in the second half. But certainly a team defense that must rise up as one against a pretty balanced, when it's going, San Francisco offense.
And one of the players to watch in the Eagles secondary is going to be nickel cornerback Brandon Boykin. Sure, he hasn't recorded an interception yet this season, but he's itching to get his hands on a Colin Kaepernick football.